It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, again, this is O.A. Cleveland, and here we are today coming to you from Saigon, Vietnam. We've been through a number of textile mills, most interesting, and I'm visiting here in Saigon with that famous Texan, Roger Haldenby. So you wish me well, and he's doing great, and look forward to seeing you and bringing home good news to you. Lots of things have gone on, though, in the last 10 days since we last visited. I know you right now you're going through going through this horrible weather situation that you had, and some of that is surfacing in the market. Of course, your weather's been awful poor all along, but I think we're beginning to see now the market is actually talking about the weather problems that we've had all year, and the weather problems certainly that we're seeing now, and the fact that it's taking away yield as well as quality. Of course, we've had some quality problems last week anyway, as we had gotten into cotton. Cotton was being classed that had from a couple of weeks ago when we'd had some poor weather, but we're still overseas and have observed the market dropping down below the 60-cent level or right to the 60-cent level as we went into the December delivery period. That should not have been a surprise to any of us, because the search stocks in the U.S. are, for the most part, are going, getting ready to be 2 years old, and that would carry a 2 cent discount. So we had to see DEC fall vis-a-vis March. Now, to be honest, I did not expect March to fall with it, but it did. But we're also now seeing that as we look at the search stocks, there's anything in there from a staple length 33 to a 36. So no one's going to step forward and take those search stocks, because while they won't have any problem selling a 36, they'll have a tremendous problem selling a 32, and anything that they took stocks off the board through a delivery process, they would automatically lose money on most of those search stocks because they're not as valuable. But as we move forward now, we're beginning to see and hear the folks from in the marketplace, as I mentioned, talk about both the quality and the quantity concerns of the U.S. crop. Still, the very high premium that's being offered for the 36, and more specifically the 37 and even the 38 staple lengths, that's finding a home. We're getting ready to enter a period where we're going to see the lowest carryover of carryover stocks from the machine picked areas, machine harvested areas that we've ever seen in the world. That would be the stocks that are held in the U.S., Brazil, Australia, but stocks basically outside of China. So what we will see now is, as we move forward, since most of the textile mills have booked only a very small portion of their crop going into the first 6 months of 2015, going to the first 6 months of 2016, textile mills have done little booking, so they're going to have to become very active. And very few textile mills have booked anything beyond July for the 2016 calendar year. So there's nothing that's going to come out of the 16-17 crop to help alleviate this shortage. So those of you that are holding some premium cotton stocks, I would just want to say be aware that we will continue to see the premiums increase. Now, the 30 staple lengths are in the neighborhood of 34. We'll still see a lot of pressure on the 34 staple length. It's not as desirable as we've been seeing. So stay with us here. We're going to see some real strong premiums come forward, and let's get by this weather, and hopefully we don't lose too much crop out there due to the ice and the rain. Thanks again. Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.